This is Dan Dix here reporting for Press for Truth. I am in beautiful Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and I am joined right now by Ray Vahey, the CEO and founder of BitChute, a man who started a platform that I can't be more thankful enough for because, you know, had he not, half the people would not even be aware that I still existed after I got banned from YouTube. So, Ray, first of all, thank you for taking some time to speak with me here. I love the shirt, BitChute, make speech free again. Tell us about, let's start off with telling us what brought you to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico here.
Do you know, I've been meaning to come to this conference for years because it's full of like-minded people who believe in freedom, free speech, privacy, all the things that BitChute stands for. So it's something that I've wanted to come to. And Jeff asked me, hey, Ray, would you like to come and speak? So I thought, I can't miss that opportunity. And it's also a chance to meet a lot of BitChute content creators like yourself in person. Of course, we've been speaking for years on and off, and it's been a real pleasure meeting you here and your lovely wife.
Well, pretty much like more than half of the attendees, and certainly the speakers here, are on the platform. And so if anybody's not familiar with this platform, you really need to be. You really need to be subscribed to me there. But you spoke a little bit about it in your talk, and you talked about the origins of censorship, essentially, and where this all came from. Take us back to 2017 when the platform started. What made you want to even start an alternative to YouTube in the first place?
So I was a massive fan of the alternative media over a decade ago, even before I started BitChute. And I was watching channels like yours, like James Corbett, all sorts of content on YouTube. And I even had my own YouTube channel, although I was just making nursery rhyme videos, in fact, for my daughters. But I noticed you guys, especially in the libertarian movement, the freedom movement, were talking about the beginnings of censorship. Things like videos being taken down or accounts being restricted, not getting the reach that they previously got. And this is something that not too many people seem to know, that it was the libertarians who were affected the most first. The right wing came later, but you guys being taken offline was a red flag for me, and I thought maybe there's something I can do about it. And the question was, who gets to control the distribution of content? Big Tech was saying that it should be a centralized authority based on algorithms and advertisers. And I thought, no, it should be users and the community who get to decide what they're watching, as long as it's not illegal content or doing anything, you know, really wrong. Then that's why I decided to start BitChute.
That goes directly against the, let's call it, the status quo of big major video platform sharing platforms, and so you're going against the grain. You're clearly an enemy of those who want to, you know, censor people like me. So what sorts of things have you had to deal with in terms of censorship? I know you had a big deal going on with your platform in the UK. Tell us about that and other areas where they've tried to censor you.
I think, in my opinion, we are the most deplatformed, demonetized, deboosted platform out there. So we've dealt with all kinds, DDoS attacks, removal from hosting providers, removal from banks, removal from payments processors. In fact, at the time that we left the UK, we couldn't get a single bank in the UK or in the entirety of Europe to open an account for us. So this has been a real journey, finding out what you have to go up against when you want to support freedom online. But I don't want to complain, because there's a lot of positives here that we were able to survive and move out of the UK. I would say that the final straw for us was the regulation that was coming in, Ofcom in the UK and the Online Safety Act, which meant that if we had stayed, if we had remained, we could literally no longer be BitChute. We would have had to have engaged in censorship and surveillance for the UK government, for Ofcom. So that was the red line. We knew then that we had to move, and we moved the company out of the UK to the US, where we were able to get a bank account and continue operating with our principles of free speech and privacy.
So it's almost like they gave you an ultimatum. It was engage in censorship, start silencing the voices who we tell you to, or we're going to take you down. Was that the options there? And I honestly think it speaks to your integrity to you know, take the platform away rather than cave.
You're exactly right. That was it. If we had remained, you know, and we hadn't, we would have had to have conceded to their Censorship and Surveillance Act. Otherwise we would have been operating illegally. So we left the UK, and unfortunately we had to block the UK as well in order to completely remove ourselves from there. And unfortunately these laws are coming in all over the world, so it is something that's ongoing, and you know, we're coming up with new ways to resist them, but this is an ongoing thing right now.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about those new ways, because I know, you know, decentralization is key when it comes to all aspects of getting outside of government control. And so what sorts of things are you working towards with the platform BitChute in order to ensure that it's not going to be taken down someday, or that they're not going to try to do what they tried to do to you in the UK?
Yeah, so we operate BitChute largely like YouTube operates at the moment, but we're the one platform, I think, that probably has had to operate only on crypto for the best part of a year. So, you know, we've got experience in just running a business on crypto, which is very difficult, I can tell you. But we're also looking at new decentralized protocols that we can implement into BitChute, and ways that we can make it more resilient while we keep the platform running as it is. These things are important. You need to make sure that we are coming up with actual solutions that will help content creators, not gimmicks. So that's what makes it more difficult, and means that we have to spend more time focusing on what actually works. But you know, the governments make their moves, and we're making counter moves to make sure that we will be resilient moving forward.
Well, I mean, obviously when running any business, you know, having some capital moving forward is incredibly important. And what most companies who do this type of stuff rely on is advertising. And there's nothing wrong with advertising per se, but it all comes down to who are the advertisers and what kind of say do they have over the content, right? So how have you navigated that space when it comes to engaging with advertisers, allowing advertisers on the platform, but not, you know, giving up the integrity and caving to any censorship from them?
So firstly, I will say that our preferred revenue model is not advertising. It is membership driven, and a lot of people thankfully support us that way. So that is a very resilient method, because a lot of people giving you little bits of money means that you can remain independent. But we do also have advertising, and like you say, advertising itself is, you know, not inherently bad. Since there was commerce, people have to tell people about what they're doing. BitChute has to tell people what we're doing. You have to tell people what you're doing. But the problem occurs when advertisers have conflicts of interest and gain too much control over a platform, like has happened with YouTube. For example, a massive advertiser is Big Pharma, and you know, when they have all of that spending strength, they can influence what appears on YouTube and do, or what is boosted, what isn't boosted. And you know, so we'll accept advertisers, but we won't let them dictate to us what content is on there. The rules are very simple on BitChute. We support free speech.
I think Big Pharma during the COVID-1984 era was a perfect example of what they can do in terms of censorship. And I know when they kicked me off in early 2020, I was already on BitChute, but I immediately, you know, realized, okay, we really need to focus our energies on these alternative platforms. And did you see a large surge in usership in the COVID era from people who were getting banned and then moving over to platforms like yours?
Definitely. So many content creators who wanted to talk about these important subjects were removed entirely from YouTube during that time and were coming over looking for alternatives. And, you know, I will say this. At the beginning of COVID, everyone was speculating, right? Governments were speculating. The legacy news was speculating. alternative media were speculating, but the only ones who weren't allowed to speculate were the alternative media, pretty much. And, you know, if since then, the things that they were speculating about, many of them that were considered the ideas that were considered dangerous misinformation, are now widely considered to be true. So it just goes to show that if you shut down conversations, you're not allowed to have important conversations, that it's going to backfire. It's not the best thing for society to do. It doesn't make those ideas go away. They came over to BitChute and people were still able to hear them, thankfully. It's entirely the wrong thing to do. It's a mistake. Trying to centralize what is the truth has never worked throughout history and never can.
And I mean, there was like a when the censorship cracked down, I remember I was telling people, like, for years, in fact, before I got censored, to go to BitChute, guys. They're going to crack down. They're going to censor me. They're eventually going to take me offline, but I'm still going to be on platforms like BitChute. And quite honestly, not enough people did it. Not enough people heeded the warning. And I had a lot of people who were saying stuff like, Dan, you're back. You know, after I got reinstated on YouTube, they're saying, oh, man, where'd you go? I thought you just kind of disappeared there for a few years. And but the thing is, you know, another thing is going to come. Another scamdemic, another economic crisis, some sort of terrorist attack. Anything could happen, and the censorship's probably going to come again. So, I mean, what sorts of words of advice might you have for people who are on the fence? Because honestly, it's just a couple of clicks, guys, to sign up to a new platform. I'm not so sure what everybody's so concerned about, but what would you advise people to do, considering more censorship will be coming down the pike?
Yeah, I would say, look, it takes 5 minutes to sign up to BitChute and follow Press for Truth. Everyone should be prepared to take a bit of responsibility to support their own freedom and the freedom of the family. And, you know, this is a very little thing you can do as a hedge, just in case you ever need to use it if Press for Truth is banned again, which, like you say, is very possible. If something else comes along, I've no doubt that you're going to be speaking out on the side that you believe in, and that can go against the establishment, and they'll no doubt shut you down again if that happens. So just take 5 minutes. Look, these are real baby steps, you know. And if you want to do a bit more, maybe occasionally share the video from alternative platforms rather than sharing it from YouTube. They've got so much power, so much money, that it just makes them very cocky and very able to just shut people down, turn people off, closed discussions. So take a little bit of that away from them by supporting alternatives.
Yeah, well, very, very well said, guys. I'm going to have to stress it one more time. It's absolutely imperative that you sign up to these alternative platforms like BitChute, especially moving forward as the heat is getting cranked up here. It's the boiling frog scenario. So I really want to encourage you to do that. I do have an affiliate link with BitChute. You can actually save money now on a membership. And when you get a membership to BitChute, you're not only supporting the platform, you're not only supporting guys like me at Press for Truth, but you're hedging yourself against being shut out of good, truthful information when the hammer comes down. So that's a great thing to do. Any final thoughts on all of this? I mean, it's your first time speaking at an event here in Acapulco, or Anacapulco. Used to be in Acapulco, now we're in Puerto Vallarta. But any final thoughts on this whole event?
No, again, it's just fantastic being here, meeting you, and we're having a wonderful time.
Awesome, guys. Don't delay. Go to the link in the description now. If you're not already on BitChute, hurry up and subscribe there. And if you are there, make sure you sign up for a membership. Like, it doesn't cost much at all. Again, you're going to be going to supporting pioneers like Ray, who have started that platform, and it'll be supporting voices like mine moving forward as well. So hit that link in the description, and I hope to see you over there on BitChute. Thanks so much for talking to us, Ray.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, everyone.
We all want truth. The truth will set you free.